Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Yo.
It's another week.
It's week 11. End the Regulation Podcast. I'm Sheik.
I'm Low, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. Low Morales.
I like that you use that.
Shout out to my boy Drago.
You know that name. It's Bert, you know, we here.
I told another Elo week. He could wear his shades by himself, but I was lying.
Oh, okay. You niggas twins or something?
I can't have shit in this house. Damn.
Are niggas twins?
Nah, we ain't twins. Do we like twins? Like we wear the same size shirt, nigga?
Potentially.
You gotta answer that. Nah, I wanna know why it's potentially.
It just depends on how I want my shirt to look.
Shut up, bitch. Shut up.
If I need an Under Armour that day, I could wear this size.
Alright.
Hamas, I mean.
Listen, this is what we not gonna do, cause I already know the mood that nigga was in before we started recording. Just let niggas know. I came here to do a business.
How was y'all week though?
Mine was fantastic. Well,
definitely.
The ending of it was, at least.
Yeah, it was mad elegant.
Yeah, tell the people what made your week elegant. End of it anyway.
You know, TJ's Rock
I know you
Nation
saw the
brunch.
Pictures.
You know, TJ's Rock Nation brunch.
Yeah, this week we christened my little man. Me and his mother Niche, shout out to Niche. We made an awesome kid. He's awesome.
Definitely.
We got his two of his godparents are here. Shout out to Sean. Shout out to Ivan. Shawnee Easton with the Yamis. That's her name. That's what she go by. I'm not about to say the rest, but you know. We chose two good people. He's got, you know, four godparents, but two awesome people, at least that are in this room, to be his godparents. We had a bunch of family there, had some of my closest friends there. These two amazing gentlemen were there. This is a really good time. So, you know, how did you guys feel about it? You know, you guys attended it.
I mean, first of all, we're gonna talk about how Shiesty Miles ain't got no type of etiquette when you outside the crib. Like the waitress gonna ask him, like she asked me, "Oh, you want another? What is it? Grilled cheese with like tomato jelly? What was it? You don't know?
It was a grilled cheese with probably like a tomato jam. Yeah."
Yeah, so he was like, "Yeah, hell yeah, give me that." I'm like, "Yo, son, yo, we in the
establishment."
Yeah,
Hamas.
Yo, you really trust me,
nigga? We looking at you.
Yo. Know how the game is played.
Yo, son showed up and just said, "Give me more of that."
Yeah, like you said, like hell yeah, like three times after.
I just nah, I ain't see Malik turn down not one hors d'oeuvre, bro. Like,
Malik's seeing stuffed mushrooms and anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever that is, I need more.
Yeah, the crab cake was.
The lemon aioli.
Yeah.
Good time.
All right, so let me start from my perspective. So I don't know how, but I ended up driving to the wrong location. Yeah, but the thing was, I still made it on time.
Yeah, that's because, so we put the, on the invitation, it said 11:30, but everything didn't really start till 12. But we know how niggas are when they show up.
No, of course.
Yeah, me rushing
not,
for no reason.
Not
I don't really
me,
appreciate
not
that,
me
but
and
whatever.
Cousin Reg over
everyone
there.
Everyone was on time.
We was there at 11 o'clock.
I appreciate it, but you saw how the rest of the niggas showed up. We see how the whole room showed up, right? Okay. Anyway, you saying you was late. You was on time, but you was, you mean.
Got so I got to the spot, and it wasn't elegant. And I'm just like, I know my boy not christening my nephew in this establishment. So after that, I looked at the invitation.
What building was it?
It was some rundown building in, where was I? Saraville, I think? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Saraville, South River, one of them shits. After I looked, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in the wrong spot. Pulled up, saw motherfucking white picket fences, fresh cut grass, a fountain.
Took us to where Esquire work.
Shit, word. Some Picasso in that motherfucker.
It definitely is.
Nah, but it was really, really fly. All jokes aside, like, as soon as I kind of walked in, I was just like, this looks like exactly the place where, you know, Shake will invite niggas. Just like, I'm not just gonna.
Yeah, there's up there with the white folks.
So Elo popped out with the fucking. So I don't know what it's called, so I won't disrespect it. But the shit,
I got on one of them right now.
He popped out like big prr with the fucking.
Yo, relax.
What made you go with that prr?
Big prr.
Yo, that shit was fire. He walked in, I was like, hey, yo, that shit tough. Like, I couldn't say nothing, bro. That shit was fire. What are they called, bro? I know they're not just called fit. All right, so never mind.
Lodo wants you to have one.
Nah.
I mean, mine is custom made. I can't even, like, tell you where I got
it. He said it's a one of one. Couldn't get it if you tried.
Nah, because I forgot the tailor's name. That's why. If I knew his name, I'd credit him.
Imagine that. Just seeing your shit on YouTube or something like that. Nigga sold it to his nigga, custom made it. And he doesn't remember your name.
I mean, I'm freaking it.
He'd probably come out and claim it. Probably be like, yo, I did that.
Shout out to him.
I mean, anybody can claim it and be like, oh, shit, maybe it was. But truth be told, I don't know.
Well, first to claim it gets credit.
Anyways.
I guess so.
I mean, one more time, shout out to my boy TJ, though. He was looking real elegant and white until somebody until somebody decided to give him some chocolate. I don't know.
Yeah, that was, yo, he gave him some chocolate. And Big Bro just was like, the way TJ eats is he whatever he's eating, once he's finished it, like the shit that's left in his fingers, he feels like that's edible too. So he just puts his fingers in his mouth too. And he throws up over everything. It's an interesting process. That's why we didn't get him dressed until right before it started. And then after that shit was over, it was just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, he was in his own world, just running around that room.
Yeah, it was for him. It's his shit. You want to walk around and play with the fucking gold plate where we put the outlets and shit on the ground, bro? You go ahead. Leave me alone.
It's not a hazard or anything.
Yeah, he can't lift it up. Screw it down. It's fine. He just kept slapping that shit. My boy.
Yeah, they're going to call that toxic masculinity.
It's proper parenting. So the coolest thing for me was I watched all of my friends order their steak properly. Everyone ate with class. There were no hockey pucks at the table, which me.
Hey, yo, real quick, shout out to you for inviting me somewhere where it was going to be some food I could eat. I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, bro, because they had me drinking mad alcohol, and I'm just like, I'm going to need some food.
Hella mimosas.
Word, mad mimosas.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like, you had, like, the chicken and waffles or some shit like that. And I was I looked at the server when we first got there. I was like, it's going to be a lot of these. So look around. Look at the room.
I mean, it's a bunch type setting.
Yeah, I see the little white girl, like, with her face. And she just like, you think so? I'm like, yeah.
I don't like that.
It was, though. It was a whole bunch of them shits. Niggas like chicken.
Yeah.
Feel me? But that was just really cool to see. And then watching, you know, if I went on Instagram or wherever I watched, and just seeing everybody's pictures from it, and, you know, like, everybody seemed to have, like, they had a good time. And, you know, it was the name of my little guy. So for me, that was cool.
Which is definitely good vibes.
Yeah. Fucking. But anyway, because, you know, we got the good stuff out the way. Shout out TJ.
I'm scared. Where are we going?
I mean, we could look at the list. We got some. All right, so let's talk about summer. Summer's coming.
Yeah.
Weather's nice.
I feel like summer here already.
It's hot as fuck outside.
Man, what?
Not today. Not wasn't today. That bad. Today was kind of cool, actually. It fucked me up.
But it's been hot the last couple weeks.
But what's good about the summer? Why you?
I mean, supposedly they lifting the, you know, apparently they just shutting the pandemic off. It's over, I guess.
Shutting it off.
They just turned it off. They just turning that off.
Code switching.
What is it? The 28th, they're taking off the what is it, the mask band, or is it the inside band on mask? Or
they're trying to kill us.
And then it's like the 6 feet band's going. Then it's like, oh, on the 4th.
Nah. We need the 6 feet because bro, I'm tired of being the supermarket and the old white lady all up on my ass.
Bro, it's over. She on your neck now.
I'm like, bitch, back up 6 feet.
I don't advise that.
You live in somebody's grandma.
I don't advise that. You live in Avenel. You getting arrested.
Yeah, okay. See what my address is.
Woodbridge, good brother. Stay safe.
I've been pulled over in Woodbridge. I've been good.
But we see how Bert act in front of Woodbridge police.
This nigga Bird's out.
We're not gonna bring that up.
Yes, we are.
That's too hot.
Yo,
that's hot. That's fair.
Yo, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, everybody's getting vaccinated. You know, like, I want to travel. You know, I want to go to different states. I want to go out the country, shit like that. So it's just like, at the end of the day, like, do I want to get vaccinated? Like, no. I don't want to take a fucking shot. I don't want to take the government shot off the 6 months information these niggas got. However, I also want to go to Dominican Republic. I also want to go to places like Jamaica. So at the same time, like, they're not letting niggas back in the country without it. And I'm not going to stay there. Like that, you know, I don't like those places that much. They live different over there. I just want to visit and come back.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I got to get a little stick in the arm, you know, 2 weeks straight or some shit like that, get a little cold, fuck it.
I'm going to come clean, bro. I'm probably going to run away from the vaccine as much as I can until it's absolutely necessary. Well, not necessary, like, you know, to the point where they like, oh, you can't walk outside unless you got the vaccine. Because honestly, if I'm just paying attention to kind of, I don't want to say the ads about the vaccine, but it's more so how the celebrities and the politicians are treating the vaccine.
Yeah, it's very celebrated. It's very like, seems very performative. Yeah.
Exactly. Motherfuckers in New York got free Shake Shack if they got their vaccination.
Yo, that's bust.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, all right, are we commercializing this?
Now they putting niggas in the pool to get, like, if you could win, like, $5 million for getting vaccinated. It's just, like, it's a lot of shit that they're doing.
Bro, the free shit, you had me at the free Shake Shack. I'm not going to hold you.
All right, nigga. I just want to know.
Have you had Shake Shack?
Yes, I have.
All right, I'm just saying.
They got chicken tenders and fries. They are.
Oh, see, that's why you disagree. Anyway.
Like, nah, I'm not disagreeing with anything, but I'm just like, that's just wild. Just for a vaccination.
Regardless, it's not focused on Shake Shack. My whole point is, right, if it really was about niggas being healthy and niggas being safe, why the fuck did they remove the shutdown? Remember, like, what phase was that? Phase 5, phase 1? I don't remember the phases, but I remember when everybody was in the house and there was nobody on the streets and shit. Now, to my knowledge, and school me on this, and excuse me for being ignorant, but if you get the vaccine, you can still transmit the COVID virus to somebody else, right?
From what I understand.
The vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, right?
Basically, because the other strands.
Okay, and there's other mutations and other strands of the same virus, right?
Yeah, who's making this shit?
I don't
know. It's Moderna. I don't know who the fuck she is. And
shout out Miss Moderna.
Johnson and Johnson.
Shout out to
Moderna.
Do not
trust them niggas at all.
I don't want nothing from Johnson and Johnson. I'm not trust them Johnson and Johnson. You know that one and done.
Some
bullshit.
And then there's Pfizer. Definitely sounds like a pop. So I'm gonna go with him.
A lot of niggas got Pfizer. I heard a lot of niggas got Pfizer, and that shit been fucking them up.
Yeah, I've never heard not one good review from, like, the vaccine shit. Everybody was like, yo, I took it. And then for, like, 24 hours, I was out. But the next day, I was fine. I don't want what?
Yo, I just thought of a great parody album song. I'll tell y'all niggas later.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm scared.
No.
But, yeah, back to just, like, whole vaccine shit. I'm not against nobody. If you want to go get the vaccine, hey, by all means, do you. Do what you feel will make you safe. But if I'm looking at this whole pandemic, how I've been outside in places where I've worn masks, places where I haven't worn masks, and I, knock on wood, God forbid, haven't caught this virus and shit, I'm not about to voluntarily have you motherfuckers give me this shit. No thank you. I'm sorry.
That's why I stay masked up and prayed up, brother.
Word. Hella sea moss, raw.
All right, nah, that shit gotta be blended up, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
It gotta be what?
Blended up.
Yo.
What you thought I said, bro?
Doesn't matter. As long as it's what you said.
You wildin' like that?
I don't know nothing about sea moss, so I don't know how niggas eat it or how, like, how this shit
goes.
How
you gonna be my mans and you don't know nothing about sea moss, bro? I feel disrespected that you even said that shit next to me.
I feel disrespected that you're gonna blame me for you not educating me on sea moss. How the fuck you sound?
Bro.
Ooh.
As many times as I have given you links, as many times as I put you
in. Send me, like, show me the screenshots of you linking me to sea moss.
I mean, it's in the macro room.
Oh, the shit that he sprinkled up, put it in the blunt earlier?
Oh my god!
This nigga low rolled up the Mac root, had everybody smoking it. The whole chat horny now.
Yo, wait!
How
did we get here?
He did it, not me.
Hashtag this nigga lying, y'all. You're bugging.
Yo, so the whole chat not horny? You didn't do the wrong chat shit earlier.
I did, but you talking? You hold just on. Told everybody that I sprinkled Mac root in the joint, like, and had what, bro? Like, what are you even saying to me right now, like?
Yo,
my mama be watching this. What's wrong with you?
Macaroo in the blood is crazy.
I'm not putting no. Why would I put macaroo in the joint and smoke with a sight full of dupe, yo?
That's gonna make for an interesting Kwanzaa discussion.
Listen, check this out, bro. I don't want you misleading the listeners thinking that that's the type of time that I'll be on. So shout out to those who do, but that's not the type of time that I'm on. If I'm smoking a macaroo, I'm doing that by myself. I'm not. I'm about to share my macaroo with y'all. Fuck out of here,
bro.
Niggas,
how we get on
niggas this? Keeping the root to themselves. That's crazy.
I mean, saying though,
Mac,
but yeah, you should know about sea moss because you my mans. And there's been numerous times that I've linked you with sea moss.
So, what's the nutritional? So, obviously, I don't know. Obviously, I didn't read them. What's the nutritional value of sea moss for the people who are watching and listening and don't know?
All right. Keep putting me on the spot. I don't know the exact specifics, but it's mad minerals that occur naturally in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sea moss got mad at them shits. So that's a terrible explanation,
so it's
but
like eating
I'm right.
Your body.
It's not like eating your body. It's like replenishing what naturally occurs in your body. You know how you take vitamins? Okay. You know how you take vitamins?
It's like taking mad vitamins in one bite.
Exactly. So to speak. In layman's terms.
What do it taste like?
Nothing, really.
It tastes really bland. Like,
what do it look like? I'm about to Google this shit.
It's like oodles and noodles.
Excuse me? I beg your nigger ass pardon.
Beg your nigger ass pardon.
Hey,
that's
yo.
Crazy.
It's like, you a chef. You know what moss looks like.
This shit look like, yo. Niggas be eating this?
Yeah.
Wait, why does it look like...
See, I'm not pussy, so I eat a spoonful of sea moss raw, you feel me?
Let's blend it up.
I don't mix my... Some people put it in milkshakes. Some people put it in smoothies.
Yo, I had one that's like... The lady, she made the sea moss, and it was like...
Niggas make this?
Yeah.
Are they extracting it from their own bodies?
Bro.
Where are you getting this from?
Irish sea moss, bro. You can read. You can read. Reading is fundamental.
I'm looking at the pictures, to be honest.
He said he's looking at the pictures.
Look, I'm reading the fucking look.
Yeah, they blend it up.
You mix it with water, you blend it up, it comes out on like a puree type. Let me speak in some chef terms. It comes out in like a little puree slash like pudding, you feel me?
Nasty.
It's not nasty.
You put it on toast?
I wouldn't.
Nah.
Put it on toast. Oh, sea moss on toast. Oh, that shit would taste
but
crazy.
But the shake had like cinnamon in it, and it was sea moss in it, and that shit was rocking. I'm not gonna hold you.
That actually sounds pretty good. Actually,
yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, sea moss is very good for you, and you should get into it. You know, you on the whole, you know, health kick and shit. You know, you've been losing weight and shit. You should fuck with sea moss, my nigga.
I'm gonna read up on it.
Man, you don't gotta read up on shit. I told you it's lit, bro. Just trust me. Would I ever steal you wrong? Niggas trusted me with the Maca, but niggas don't want to trust me with the CMOS.
Just a second ago, he told y'all that was a lie, and now he's confirming it. Yeah, bro, I'm going to trust you.
So niggas been, all right. Because I'm not going to go into the facts about everything on the pod, but all right, it's cool. We here. Just going to make me like a fraud.
Would CMOS help with like allergies and pollen and stuff like that? Like, does that have any?
Nah, that's not no fucking.
Because allergy season is busting right now.
Allergy season is smacking me.
If you pussy, just say that.
In my face.
bro, just because your immune system is tough, don't blame me because I don't have no.
God fuck with the CMOS. I'm trying to put you on.
I can't control it, bro. Just be sneezing.
I walked in Bird backyard, bro. Punched me right in my shit.
I don't get allergies, so I can't relate. I'm sorry.
What's pollen? You the lucky one.
What is pollen?
Never had to take Zyrtec.
Zyrtec, what is that? Ain't that Pfizer?
You never have to take a Claritin?
Claritin.
It's a green bottle, bro.
Claritin, that's the own.
You never had to take nasal spray?
Ew, nah. Those are always for like, you know, little nerdy kid. Oh, no, we not say nerdy. I don't want to offend nobody.
But bro, you know, that's
just how niggas survive.
That's to clear your nasal hole, bro.
Y'all niggas need a nasal spray?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't breathe. Bitch ass niggas.
Shut up.
That's really crazy.
That's really wild.
Oh, man. Let me relax. Like, we over here. Let me stop cursing.
Struggling to like.
To breathe?
Yeah. Like, you call us nerds.
Niggas need nasal spray. What else? You niggas probably wake up drinking Robitussin and shit.
Nah, sickly. I wouldn't. Nah.
You niggas over there have allergies? By show of hands, real quick. Raise your hand if you have fucking allergies.
Man, y'all saw. What? I see.
3, 4. It's 6 people at the table. 5. I have allergies. Bird has allergies. You're the fucking weird one. What side are you on? Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't fuck with that side.
All the real niggas don't got no allergies.
All right, we're not asking y'all niggas no more questions.
Exactly.
Everybody else raise their hand. No allergies team start talking.
All I'm saying is, bro, niggas is too grown to be having nasal spray. What's this shit?
Bro, it's not our fault.
What's this shit?
We can't turn this shit off.
What you niggas be on nebulizers and shit? Take a look.
Bro, that's people with like asthma or some shit. Like,
yo, what are you talking about? Hello, just tweet, bro.
You niggas be having a little machine, a little.
Yo, them kids used to be going through it and fucking.
Where's boy?
I feel like sometimes them niggas was faking. Niggas just wanted their good fresh air.
I mean, a lot of. All right, I'm not gonna do this.
Don't.
Yo,
how do we get here? We talking about pollen and allergy season.
Because I like for me, it's one of the worst times of year when I get my allergies. I don't have them consistently. When I finally do get them, they're pretty horrible. So
summer, please hurry up, please.
All right, there's natural remedies to block the pollen and shit.
Oh, shit.
Like, you got to put, like, a little bit of Vaseline, like, in your nostrils.
Yo, that's mad. Wow.
That nigga's walking around with the shiny upper lip.
It helps, yo. So I heard.
On top of your shit.
Hey, what's like that? Steve what's Harvey. That? Speaking of Steve Harvey, that's a great segue. I know niggas by now have had to hear that line from Future and that song that he got coming, talking about tell Stevie I don't want her or some shit like that.
What he's talking about, Michael B. Jordan.
So do y'all think that he's nice enough to land that plane like that, or do y'all think it's just a coincidence because Michael B. Jordan got the Steve Harvey mustache?
Nah, because that meme was out for a while when they said that he looked like Steve Harvey. So
yo, that mustache shit look. Y'all can't even fucking talk, bro.
Hamas. Bro, it's like, it's funny when you look at the shit that Future be doing, because it's like, yo, he's always trolling whatever situation like. But this nigga doesn't heal from anything.
Yeah. This nigga. I'm an avid Future fan, and bro has been crying
bro
out.
Bro has been crying out forever, and we just jammed to the music.
Since
it's
Throwaway.
So good.
I mean, like, ever since, what was that, Beast Mode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All his songs are miserable, but they have a great beat, and it's great to listen to. I enjoy jamming out to it.
You be singing his soul out in them shits.
But niggas need therapy. I think, you know, like as humans, as people, as men, especially as black men, I think we all like that the norm, just normalizing having a therapist, having somebody to talk to, getting those conversations out. And
shout out to May being Mental Health Awareness Month.
See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's. I just think it's really important that, you know, sometimes we take the time out to figure out the things that are going on with us that we don't even realize. You know, like just this early this year, I took on having my own therapist. There was a lot of shit that was going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And just in having somebody to talk to and just having that moment and being able to decompress, you never really know what you're going through and how that shit's affecting you until somebody kind of puts a mirror in front of you. and shows you how those different things are affecting your day-to-day life. You know, like
bro,
me and my therapist talk around talk about walking around empty. And that sounds crazy, but there's so many things that you carry with yourself on a day-to-day that if you can just focus just for a second on not carrying it with you and not allowing those things to affect you or whatever have you, I think, you know, it's helped me. You know, it's helped me on a day-to-day to just kind of, like, not carry those things.
It's like in a sense where it's so much shit where your body just kind of goes into autopilot, right?
You just go. Mm-hmm. You know, you wake up every day, it's like, oh, I got to go to work. Okay, you know what you have to do, but did you take a second and say, like, all right, man, like, you had a fucking rough Thursday. You did this, this, that, and the third. Yeah, you dealt with it, but did you really deal with it? You get what I mean? Like, you got through that situation, but did you take the time to be like, yo, how did this affect me? Like, how did I really feel about this? And I think as men especially, we don't take the time. We don't take the time to take a second and just be like, yo, I'm not okay. Like, this situation right here, this bothered me. I went through something, and I realized that. And then I'm going to take the time to care about myself enough to not ignore that. You know what I mean? Being strong all the time, you know, in front of people isn't always, you know, what it is. You know, sometimes being strong,
I be wanting to cry sometimes.
Bro, just being strong could be sharing with somebody what you're going through. You never know how what you're going through and sharing that with somebody else might affect them. It might open them up and be like, yo, I never thought that somebody else could be going through what I'm going through. That's why I'm always one of those people. I'll always share my story. I'll always share. It's like, yo, if you ask me, I'll tell you. I'm not just gonna come out and just be like, yo, I'm doing this all day. My life.
You got a lot of people, bro, who are on the opposite side of that spectrum to where they don't wanna feel like a burden. So they don't wanna share what's going on with them.
And that's why you need to, like, I think it should come with insurance. Like, I don't think we should have to come out of pocket.
Oh, nah, my job serves that up. Right up first. Like, we got an EA.
You have the good benefits. Some of us don't.
Say, like, y'all hiring?
What the fuck?
No, but a lot of jobs offer, like, the EAP program now, like, where you have a, like, an on-site therapist, like, that you could call.
But I'm not talking about, with my insurance, so meaning I can pick. But, like, I don't want to have to go to a company.
Wait, hold on.
No, but it's
wait,
like.
So you got an on-call therapist and you ain't been fucking with it?
Nah.
And it come with the job?
I get my therapy through, like, just hanging out with my boys. Like, it's different ways of receiving therapy, bro. Like, you don't have to be in front of a person. Just like,
I feel you, oh, but if you had that as a resource, I would fuck with it. If it's coming with the job, I mean, that's like saying, like, yo, here, have some cookies. Now I'm with them.
And that's only because, bro, like, I know you, he know you, right? So I know how you're going to respond to certain things. I know how if I say this might affect you. That person over there don't give a fuck about that. That person sitting on the other side is paid to make sure that you get better. They paid to listen to what you got going
unbiasedly
on.
Unbiasedly.
Unbiased. So, like, somebody like me, it's like, I'm going to tell you like it is, but at some point I care about you enough as my friend where I'm never going to say something where I can't know for sure if it's going to hurt you. That person over there, it's their job to help get you to understand those things. So it's like, I just think as a people and as men, like, how do you even know if you need it? You know, like, people,
bruh,
just
when you mad at the world for no reason, bro, just go.
See, but that's the thing.
Like,
when my bad for cutting you off, bro.
Yeah, it's right,
bro. I apologize. But there is a number of us who think that we're mad at the world for no reason. Nah, that shit stems from something.
Yeah, it's from something, but it's like when you just find out, like, your attitude is just off all the time, like you gotta take a second to look at yourself and be like, hold on, like,
like, this
not
me.
Like, this not me. This is not me being the best person that I am. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to take notice of it too. Self-awareness.
You know, and just I get what you're saying. It's hard though. You know, sometimes people are going through stuff and they don't even realize it. Like, you have, like, let's take somebody like Robin Williams, right? He was a comedian. R.I.P. Robin Williams, right?
Okay.
He was somebody who you, like, in every movie, everything. Like, he's all throughout our childhood, just being this funny, bright, vibrant person. Took his own life. Anthony Bourdain, like, great, great, great all-time chef. Like, somebody who I look up to. Had quite literally what I would consider the coolest job ever. He was on TV, and literally he went to different parts of the world and dined with people and just brought different food culture, different dishes, different information, and he just, by just sharing a meal with somebody, took his own life. So we can look and we can go down the list of people we've seen who have taken their own lives, who've gone through different things, who nobody may have taken a second to say, like, yo, are you good? It looks like you're okay. It looks like you're fine. It looks like you're living life. It looks like everything I see.
But even us as friends, like, we take notice of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I told you, I explained to you, I seen some shit that when we were in here and we were recording, I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah. And as friends, like, you're always supposed to do that. But I think that...
I feel like the lines are starting to get blurred more with social media. Like, a lot of shit circles back to social media. So, for example, everybody posts their wins on social media.
Right? Always put their best foot forward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you see something, like, for example, people saw a picture of me yesterday and shit. And was just like, damn, this nigga looking good. You know what I mean? It's like, oh shit, he's doing it up.
Like, $100K minimum.
You feel me? But whole time I could be like going through it and won't nobody know because they judging off of this single moment that I decided to capture and share with y'all.
Yeah.
You know how many motherfucking moments are in a day? And I'm just sharing just one. And people,
nigga, I did not show you when I stubbed my toe this morning.
Word.
That shit hurt. Word. That shit hurt right now.
You say fuck. Like, you said like, fuck.
But like, I posted that fucking picture of TJ.
like it's crazy. Like, people see me in that outfit. They like, yo, that was a real nice outfit. They didn't see the four outfit changes before that, though.
It's all about, like, and it just goes off of what he said. It's all about what people see. Word. So, like, and it's kind of circling back to us talking about this therapy thing. Like, we want to get to this stuff that we don't see. The stuff we don't know is there. The stuff that we don't deal with every day. Because I think that's where, you know, we can lose ourselves. Or we can, you know, lose sight of, or people can lose sight of what's going on. And I think as human beings, we owe it to ourselves to take that time to focus on getting better in a more mental health kind of way.
I feel like people gotta be less robotic. Like, we got to get back to being more...
Being humans.
Yeah, not more than just being humans. Like,
conversation.
On some village shit, like how it used to be. Like, how people really used to give a fuck about, like, what's really going on with my neighbor and the person down the street. Like, on some community shit.
Yo, real shit, because, like, in a perfect example of this, and it's like, I hate to... I don't mean to take it away from what we're talking about, but, like, just in kind of circling back to TJ's christening, I did a fish fry. It was just for that. It was just to kind of like to go towards things we wanted to get towards TJ and all of that. And that was kind of the message I put out behind it. And so many people gravitated towards it. So many people came out and just like, you know, like whatever. It was some people who sent and was just like, yo, I don't want anything. I just want to support, you know, for the kid. More situations like that where it's not just about, you know, it's just about being a part of something and being and helping the person next to you. You know what I mean? So it's...
Because today, everybody just was on some shit where they don't really give a fuck about what's going on if it doesn't mainly concern them. And I feel like the more we get back to worrying about the person next to us and making sure they good, I feel like the world will get, you know, back to a better place because we straying further and further away from that shit. And I don't know if everybody's seen the repercussions. It's like a big ripple effect. So, for example, the shit that not to keep circling back to topics and shit, but the shit that's going on right now in the Gaza Strip is crazy.
Yeah.
And you can see it real time on Snapchat because the media will say, oh, it's happening in Israel, they're being bombed and shit, but if you look at what's going on, like, they chilling over there.
Them niggas living lavish in Israel. You nice scroll, pools.
You pinch your fucking map and then scroll down, go to the Gaza Strip, you can see the ruins in real time right now.
Yo, that's but, like... And that's insane. And you gotta thank God for technology and just being able to, like, still be able to post that so people can see what's actually going on and Word. Not be
because we would not have any idea. Yeah, we would be having like to believe
control,
the media.
Not have the media control it and say like they're trying to say this, that, and the third. Like, no, nigga, we can see what's going on in real time. Like, y'all really just bombing these people trying to get them out of Israel.
Word.
For what?
Well, we know why. We're not
over something of that that's years. Like, come on.
Word.
Like,
But that's what I'm saying. It's just like society and us as a people, we see what's going on. Like even us, and we're all guilty of it. Excuse me. We're all guilty of it. We'll see what's happening and shit, and then scroll past it and just keep moving. Like, damn, that's crazy.
Dude, thoughts I'm so, prayers. I won't even deny being desensitized to literally everything.
Oh, come on, we black.
There's
every day we wake up, we see somebody like us getting killed. Like, come on.
But like I'm talking about even in the sense of
now. Like, speaking about, like, because we're still on the topic of therapy, like, I'm not even on social media like that anymore.
I feel you.
Because it's just like, you know, it's just sad plastered shit in my face. Like just always plastered. Like, I got to see somebody that's just like me getting shot. Like, I don't want to see that. So I just stay away from social media. Like, unless it's, like, something for the pod.
I mean, and it's like you can open your phone and you never know what you're going to see. But not a thing that I see anytime shocks me.
And it's fucked up because I know we come here in this episode right now is sounding a little down and shit. We come here to laugh and y'all know me. I be wanting to debate and talk about serious shit. But if we really looking at the state of the world and the shit that's happening and what's going on outside, it's just like, damn, when are we going to get a break? If it's not like a world deadly virus or the constant fucking racism and the peak of all of this other shit, it's just like, damn, niggas is tired. But at the same time, it's just like, if we don't come in here and do mention these things and talk about it, I feel like we just sweeping shit further under the rug.
That's true. But at some point, it's going to take more than just, you know, stuff not being swept under the rug. It's going to take large amounts of people, like, trying to make a change, trying to do something. You know, it's not just going to be on social media. It's not just going to be here. It's not going to be like it's different.
It's not just going to keep being protests and retweeting and
there's going to be like donating revolutionary shit. Type shit that's going to happen.
And honestly, I don't want to say too much because I don't want the motherfucking spec op government agents dropping in from the ceiling and shit. But
yeah, because we cannot afford to fix any of this.
Yeah. Well, you fucking boot scuff marks all over the place and shit.
Well, what would your role be in the revolution?
My role.
And what would you, Bert? What the fuck would you be doing in the revolution?
That takes me back to like the picture that we took with the three of us. I feel like how the way it would go is like Lo was the first one because Lo always just like, yo, what up? Like he the first one.
So I would be like the Black Paul Revere, like yo, them niggas is coming. Them niggas is coming. That's me.
Nah, you shooting first.
I'm shooting. Why am I always the person that's violent? I'm not violent, bro.
We know you're not violent, but it's like if it's a cause, like, you know, you that guy.
Okay.
Then it's like when you get the shit.
So I'm the sacrificial lamb.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
No, see, y'all
Burt really button is back.
Y'all really into it too.
Yo, man. Notice because he said then we go to shake. So now I'm second in line to get shot.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Then this nigga's in the back. He's gonna make sure we all look nice though. We're all gonna have boohoo man army fits.
Now that's nuts. That's nasty work.
That's nasty.
Yo, boohoo man army fatigue.
We're fucking Smith and Wessons. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Bert. Why are you in the back? Tell us.
Cause I like, if they get through you, if they get through both of y'all, then it's just like, I know they're not gonna get through me.
What? So basically he's saying we the least like.
Oh my God.
He's saying you the least like that. Cause he's saying chew first.
That's how I'm feeling.
That's really crazy.
I don't know if I like your little analogy, bro. I don't know. And me being first. It's so many wrongs about this, but all right.
You want me to go first?
Yeah,
I go
Bert
first.
Crazy. Yeah, you go first, nigga.
Hey, listen, bro. I done frontmanned a lot of, you know what?
Yo, going there. That's like going that. To, yo, did you niggas see that in Texas they're letting anyone walk around with a gun?
That's Red Dead Redemption.
Without
bro.
License, background check, or the training.
No, nigga, that is
great. All trips to Houston are canceled.
That is GTA Online.
Yo, that ain't Red Dead Redemption.
Yo. That is GTA Online. No,
it's Red Dead Redemption, nigga, with the horses.
Yo, niggas is riding Texas. Around with fucking, like, literally, like, pink cars with fucking big rims on them and all types of wild shit.
Being pulled by fucking cattle.
Yo, we don't live in the 1800s.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
Niggas got cars,
when
bro.
I think of Texas, that's what I think of.
Yo, that's like, crazy.
The Red Dead Redemption.
Tumbleweeds.
Yo, think of James Harden.
Big ass hats.
Shout out to our Texas market.
Yo.
Yeah, shout out to Texas, especially Dallas. You heard?
Yo, bro said he think of tumbleweeds when he think of Texas.
That's crazy. I'm yeah, gonna yo, hear about
like,
that later.
I think that's crazy though. Just letting whoever get a gun. It's like going to Walmart. It's like, yo,
I need that.
I take that one.
Listen, to everybody who's living in Texas, look alive and pay attention and watch it back because niggas is wilding.
Yo, getting in niggas an argument with anyone is a bad idea.
Word.
That's like the worst thing you could do in
that's
Texas.
That's why I yell out my 4 OG so many times because I don't want no problems.
Yo, in Texas laws just in general, I feel like Texas lawmakers are ridiculous. Like they just passed another one where it's just like it's called the heartbeat bill.
Does this have to do with abortion?
Yep.
Yo, it's always the white man trying to control women's bodies.
Yo, and it's like,
bodies.
Yo, leave. No, it's not even just white men, bro. It's just men in general, bro. Yeah. That is not our shit. That is not our shit. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
So all right, then.
It's not. It's like, let women have their thing.
Yeah, y'all know where I am on topics like this. Like, it's just mad strange to me because I feel like there are so much. No, so
other
many,
shit to worry
yeah,
about.
So many more dire topics that we can focus on other than whether or not a lady wants to, I mean, like, that's her fucking business, bro. Because on the flip side of that shit, I know a lot of people who grew up in foster care. I know a lot of people who are foster children.
Yo, I'm not going to hold you. If niggas came out with the laws that were saying, yo, we're going to start chopping meats off, niggas would start having different opinions about how they fucking look at your face. That would be the lawmaker's face. That would be their face. If niggas started if the roles were reversed and the women were the lawmakers and they said, yo, matter of fact, niggas start acting, we're just gonna start chopping meats off. And it's not to belittle the topic, but when you switch roles and something like you're talking about something where you're taking liberties with shit that you will never experience.
Facts. And that's the weird part, you feel me? You got a bunch of dudes who never experienced pregnancy, fucking menstrual anything, I mean, having a uterus, none of that shit, but you about to tell a woman, nah, yo, you can't do that.
And when you ask them why,
like, what, bro?
When you ask them why, it's like, well, Jesus says.
Yo, all right, I know Jesus. Bro ain't say that.
A lot of shit that's like rooted in like laws and shit is through like religious beliefs.
That's the weird part. Yeah,
religion is not supposed
but we're
to be
supposed
a part
to
of
separate
government.
Church and state though, right?
Because if I start talking about a lot of weird shit that they be doing in religion, you know, I'm not gonna do that because I don't want to offend no listeners.
Yo, Ivan
like
put
that.
Me on this fucking documentary. It's called Ivan. Give me the name. The fucking
the dude that was like Jesus plus nothing.
Yeah. Ivan, Jesus plus nothing. It's gonna come back to me, but yeah, it's literally like, yo, if you sit there and watch it, it's like this guy David Koh. And he fucking, like, I'm not going to give too much away because the family, that's what the shit is called. Watch The Family on Netflix. Shit is insane. That's all I'm going to say to you. Like, just how different, like, how in-depth religion is in the government right the fuck in front of us.
Oh, I already know.
It's insane.
Shit. Like,
it's insane.
Don't get me started on 9/11 and why they chose to do that and all that other shit. But y'all want me to, like, fuck y'all heads up real quick?
I love a good conspiracy theory. Let's right. go.
So, peep game. Everybody gathered around. Listen up, right? Y'all know you got the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit and all that shit, right? That's what they tell us?
Yep.
So, technically, scientifically, if you do subscribe and believe that Jesus existed, if you believe in the text and how they say Jesus came to this earth,
yep,
Jesus was a woman. I'm about to land this plane.
Okay. Here we go.
Hear me out, right? So, boom. In science, and I don't know the exact terms and words, but you can look this shit up, and I'm going to put you niggas on the video that showed me this shit that had all the technical terms, right?
Episode name is Jesus Had a Coochie.
Basically, right? It wasn't really Jesus. It was like Jesus-ka.
That's what I'm typing in Jessica? When I put this shit up tomorrow.
Cool. All right.
I like this.
So, basically, right, a woman can basically, I don't want to say conceive, but can get pregnant.
Without a male.
without a male.
It was something in the bone marrow or something like that, right? It's like
I don't know the specifics, but keep a woman going, can get pregnant without a male, right? Now, that offspring will also be a female. The only way for a woman to basically have immaculate conception without any male stimuli, according to the Virgin Mary, like they said, if so, then so, not me. Jesus was a woman, yo. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm gonna put niggas on later on the details.
I stopped lying. Mary was fucking, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, hold on. All
right,
come on,
so
we in. Well,
I was raised in the Catholic Church, and
I'm sorry.
You won't relax.
I'm sorry. That's like, yo, that's like this one shorty that was like, yeah, I watched a movie and I got pregnant off of it. Yo, you was fucking. Come on, son.
Hold on.
And the baby came out black. Nah, you was cheating on your husband. Come on, son.
It's not how the game is played.
It's being played right now.
All right, yo. All right. Ma, if you watching, excuse my friend. He drunk right
I'm
now.
Sorry.
You know what I
mean? Nah, like, I'm not drunk.
This nigga just here.
Ma,
this nigga said marry you. He fucking.
Yo, I can't. Yo, I don't know what to say. Like,
me either.
Yo, these niggas, I know these niggas have it on camera. Because I'm just like.
This nigga's crazy.
Yo, like, I've said some wild shit.
Word.
Yo, all right. So who you think hit?
The fucking husband.
What was bro's name?
Wasn't like Joseph or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Bro, you gonna tell me? Yeah.
Listen, bro.
So who Mary get the bone marrow from?
You think she got the water?
Who the fuck she get the bone marrow from? I'm asking the question.
From God, bro.
Yo, 2 J's is enough. That's the limit from now on before the pre-pod.
Yeah, he's bugging. He's
I'm not asking the right questions.
Yo, you didn't ask your question, nigga. You making right statements.
All
right. He said, I'm asking.
Yo.
All right.
Yo, he's all right, bro.
So Mary was fucking.
And Jesus was a woman.
Okay. Like, I don't even know where to go from there, bro. Like, what are you? What's wrong with you?
Yo, now niggas gonna look at me as like the bad guy. Right.
You are the bad guy. You are the fucking bad guy.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Yeah. You gonna take a sip of the fucking. Yo.
What, cranberry
juice? We just met that guy in the corner. Where'd that fella go?
Oh, he slid, bro.
He slid.
Disappeared on some fucking.
That could have been a pastor.
Alright, if he was a pastor, alright.
At this point, bro, we're sinning. Like, yeah. We crossed that line already, but that's the interesting theory, sir.
Yeah, I was really, I was on the train when bro said Jesus is a woman. I was like, all right, this some shit.
Nah, all jokes aside, scientifically.
But that's what I'm saying.
If a woman was to conceive immaculately without any male type of stimuli, yes, she's going to give birth to another female. You feel me? That's scientifically proven. So if you believe in the story of Jesus Christ and that, then Jesus was a woman, according to that.
So does that make Joseph God?
No. Joseph wasn't God at all. Joseph wasn't.
Based on Bert's theory, not yours.
Yeah, on Bert's theory, if she was fucking, because apparently she got the baby from who she was fucking and not God. So if she got the baby from God, that would make Joe God, according to Bert's theory. Which I disagree with. I don't go with the text. They said she was a virgin.
I don't believe in religion.
Don't. Not any religion at all?
No. I believe it's a God, but I don't believe in religion.
So you're spiritual?
Yeah.
But you're not religious?
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't you believe in like something? Flying spaghetti monster or some shit?
No.
Yo, you know that's a real religion? Yo.
Yo, we not going to do this,
yo,
bro.
Yes, it is.
You said flying spaghetti monster? Yo, who the fuck is?
Yo,
stop cursing because I know more words.
It's a real thing.
Who is out here praying?
It's a real thing.
And no disrespect to anybody who does, but if you out here praying, it's a cult
that says that
these people are called Pastafarians.
Yeah, we're not doing this show.
Flying Spaghetti Monster. The deity of what began as a parody religion and grew to become a social movement. The adherents who call themselves Pastafarians, permanently numbering tens of thousands, are primarily located in North America, Western Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. The Flying Spaghetti Monster,
like to me?
Which is said to be invisible, is depicted as a floating mass of spaghetti noodles with a large meatball on either side of his body and two centrally located eye stalks. Visualized here.
Stay off the weed, people.
Cloudy with a chance of
this
meatballs.
This ain't weed. Niggas are smoking crack if they out here praying to this. This is some nut-ass shit.
Yo.
We're gonna make those people mad.
I guess the theory behind it, though, is like if we can believe in what they see on the internet is Sky Daddy, and Bert, and Bert can say that Joe is God. Why can't these people believe in a flying spaghetti monster? Why can't that be their God?
Well, Bert didn't say Joe was God.
All right, I'm gonna tell you why.
The theory.
Because when it comes to us believing in God,
so you're telling me bro couldn't have made the earth with roasted tomatoes?
Yeah.
Tomato juice, garlic, basil, a little bit of oregano sometimes. Simmered slow and blended, then strained. You're telling me he could not have created the earth?
You gonna look me dead in my eye and ask me that bullshit, bro?
I thought this was gonna
be the God that you believe in created that.
All right, see, but that comes from different. I mean, like, listen. All right,
that's the whole point of this.
It's more easier for me to believe that there's a being that exists that is in my likeness and image. It's harder for me to believe
everybody is God.
It's harder for me to believe that there's this big ass glob of spaghetti with floating eyes on his head that created everything around me.
But if I told you it was a giant chicken tender.
If that's the case, bro, wouldn't people be more spaghetti shaped?
If it was a giant chicken tender.
Wouldn't people be more chicken tender shaped?
Son, you're one of the most in shape niggas I know. And all you eat is chicken tenders. If niggas told me God was a chicken tender, I might believe it. Because you...
Y'all hear what he admitted right now?
Yo, this is a sick Negro.
Y'all hear what this nigga is saying right now on camera?
A sick Negro.
But keep going, because I love the gas.
Nah, I'm just playing, bro.
Nah, it's God was a chicken tender.
It's all bullshit.
God was a chicken tender. Say it. Keep going.
It's over. Got nothing left. Yeah, I just think it's interesting.
You want to rewind that part and chop it up.
These people literally made a religion out of nothing, and tens of thousands of people have literally subscribed to it and follow it. Like,
hey, man, I'm not knocking anybody. Believe what you want to believe. You heard, like, to be honest, nobody truly knows. We don't know what's happening after death, but
people believe in a flying spaghetti monster. People really just be looking for something to be a part of or to be.
I think that's what it is, bro.
That's all it is.
The spaghetti game.
It should go back to.
You ever hear about like the Hare Krishna people?
Who?
Like, they're like, they pray to like a Buddha. They're like.
The gold nigga with the big stomach?
Yeah, kind of.
But
they got more of like a Indian type of
religious. Hindu.
Yeah, basically, it's like that.
They believe in, like, the caste system and shit, and reincarnation.
But them niggas was, like, criminals.
Criminals?
Yeah, they was doing mad criminal shit.
So it's like they mix Buddha with the triads?
Nah, he said the Indians, bro. Not the Asian. Not the East Asians.
My bad.
Nah, they was doing, like, mad crimes and stuff. But they was just, they were always praying to this guy. Like, they prayed to, like, seven people. Like, and these are people
I think it's interesting when you say, like, people always try to be a part of something. Because remember that Jonestown thing?
Oh man,
what are you talking about with Jim Jones?
Not the rapper.
Ballin'. Not him.
Yeah,
he had them, he found out them niggas were coming, and he made everyone drink the Kool-Aid, bro.
Kool-Aid that was spiked, right?
Yo, laced it with cyanide, bro. And they let all these people in. Da da da. He felt like he's like, yeah, they're probably coming. They know we're a cult, and they're gonna send us all to jail. Everyone drank the Kool-Aid, and everyone died. Babies, it was. Ridiculous.
There's a few people that made it out of there. It was like a documentary that they had for that.
But it's like, it's people not knowing, but having need of something to believe in. It's a lot of stuff that a lot of that stuff plays on people's fears. And
out here believing in spaghetti monsters, gonna end up dead somewhere in motherfucking South America.
Which and then people didn't. Spaghetti. And then people didn't believe in the spaghetti monster. Just a white man.
This. It always starts with those folks.
Hey man, don't get my third eye opening on, bro. I'm gonna say
I'm lying.
This would be a whole nother pod if we get man. Listen,
I don't know, man.
So you mentioned Friday. I want you to talk about it.
Oh
Friday.
Yeah,
what
so,
happened on Friday?
Nah, I did the fish fry on Friday.
Oh yeah, it was lit. It
was tell us about the flyer.
So yeah, we had we did collard greens, and it's funny because TJ's mother made the flyer, and like the first sides was Shake's yams.
What made you go with that verse?
So I sold
Shake's yams.
Shake's yams. So I sold a lot. Like
slow down.
So you know the running. Like
slow down. Shake's yams.
Yeah. Right on the right on like the lower left.
So this
left.
Is what you serving.
I sold 50 plates of them.
Oh, you was feeding the block pussy.
Fed the block pussy, bro. Niggas like, yo, Ivan had some. Rosé had some too. Leek had some. I even said I had a double.
What made you go with that purse?
Look, Rosé, look, Reg had some. Reg gave it to his moms.
She has yams. She has Shake's yams. Hoop knew.
Hey,
Lee said they were soft.
Yo,
hey, yo,
Hamas.
Yo, that's so shice. Yo, yo,
yo, you wild.
Yo,
yo, that's a yo, that's your third strike, bro. Yo.
Hold on.
Yo, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, everyone said I got great feedback. So at least you understand why they out here wilding the way they do.
Don't say.
Your great feedback is crazy. That's crazy.
Don't look at me like this, man. This is all you, dog. Out here serving yams. Had everybody in here eating them allegedly. Motherfucking Shiesty Mile talking about they was soft.
Niggas was coming. Hold on. Extra sides. I fed my whole barbershop. And the beauty salon next to it.
Yo.
Barber cop an order for his wife.
Yo, like.
Shake's yams. Okay, what else is on the menu?
Yeah, I did. I mean that's the apex, but I tell you what's there.
Yo,
I'll
that's
tell you what
not
the rest
part
is.
Of the game. Yo, Shake Jams. I don't want to know what else is on the menu.
Britt, you didn't have them. You didn't have them last time I had a fish fry.
They wasn't named Shake Yams. They was named Yams. Not gonna get me there.
Oh, so that's why you didn't buy one. Burt looked at me and was like, I love you, TJ, but
nah, your dad should be.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yo, hey, you came up with that.
No, I didn't. I didn't make that.
Well, I'm not saying that.
You know what? I'm not even gonna go down that route. I'm chilling. I'm all the way chilling.
Serving the block. But nah, man.
Oh, we could talk about the Knicks and like some sports or some shit. Like, ooh, we ain't even get
Rocho is violent.
They gonna talk about the Knicks, bro.
No, I actually like. I think they have a better chance of getting out of that series.
Yeah, we lost game one.
Yeah, it was a few hiccups.
Julius Randle should have just passed the ball. Look, yo, they just fucked that game up though.
I think they should have went through the rookie because he was just fucking bugging.
Burke, right?
Yes. No. Not Burks.
Talking about quickly.
Like, he's crazy. When I seen him
shoot that ball. I seen him shoot that ball.
And turn around. And that shit went in. I said, oh, that nigga's the chosen
one. He's a baller.
he just want a ball.
You say he the chosen one?
Yeah. But it's not many people that could do that like that.
Listen, man.
They was hyped in the Garden last night.
They was. Knicks, they just got to...
They just got to put it together.
It's not, they just got to stay poised down the stretch.
Yeah, that's they all. Don't get too excited. Act like, you might not have been here, but act like you've been here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
And they better
like,
start.
You play best. Sports, like you so you get it. Like, yo... We may not be a playoff team, but like we don't got to go in
there.
Right, like,
my thing, is they letting them play.
Yeah, where
it's not no fouls, nothing. They letting them play, so it's like, yo, push Trae Young little ass out the way.
I'm about to say, bring back the restore the feeling. Elbow
yeah,
this nigga.
Come on,
dropkick this nigga.
Restore the feeling. Slam put your Tims on.
Yeah,
kick a nigga.
Malice in the palace. Come on, bring it back.
All right, that was crazy. That was violence against fans.
Well, them fans is wildin', bro.
Yeah,
like,
they
you
was.
You can't throw a whole soda on somebody and just expect them not to come knock you the fuck out now.
I mean...
Yeah, this is not the 60s.
Bro, yo, like... Yeah. We can speak about that, too. Like, fans in the arena just talking shit, like, just talking crazy. Like, have some fucking DC and
y'all saw
that
shit with Isaiah Thomas? When the nigga was disrespecting him, he's just like, I'm sorry.
I just wanted
a Frosty.
It's like,
Isaiah
yo.
Thomas was just like...
Yo, he was... Yo, his high was blown. He was just like, yo... All right, I've had enough of this shit. You feel me? But fans do be out of line. But that goes back to, just like the shit I was saying earlier, like with social media and us getting far removed from shit. We be talking to these millionaire athletes like they ain't shit because they're competing against or for our favorite teams and shit. But this is a whole individual who has a family, who out here perfected his craft. But because he's playing for this team or for this group or whatever the fuck, people feel as though I could talk to him however the fuck I want to because this is what he signed up for. It's in the nature of the sport or in the game. It's all for the love of the game.
I'm not going to hold you. If Julio Jones goes to the Saints, it is fuck that nigga.
How could you say that? How could you say that, bro?
Fuck you. Anywhere else.
Bro.
Nah, fuck you.
Nope. Hold on. When it comes to the league... Do you think that these players have any dying allegiance to the team that they playing for?
No, I feel everything you're talking about. Me as a fan, I'm not jacking none of that. So we'll fuck that nigga if you go to the Saints. Next.
So how did you feel as a Lakers fan when Rondo came through?
Yo, he didn't cheat on me. He cheated on the Celtics. That's not my business. You want to come be on a better team?
How you about to accept him and he was your whole op? That's cool?
Bro, because obviously he's seen that them niggas was bitch-ass niggas. He said, wow, you know, I want to pay for the real best franchise. And I said, you know, I understand. I'm all for niggas getting better and wanting to join the better side, which is always my side.
All right, dog. Oh, you know what?
Exactly.
I'm not going to do this because your side is a little crazy.
My side just won the championship. So you saw why Rondo did it.
Why you bringing up old shit? What's going on right now? Niggas want to talk about my Knicks. How did that Lakers game go?
Same way your Knicks game went.
Oh, so how come we not talking about that?
Because we was playing the one seed.
Oh, so wait. If y'all was playing the one seed.
Wait, nah, that's the Jazz. My fault, right? Two seed. I'm sorry.
So y'all was playing the two seed?
Yeah.
So
champion.
If y'all playing the two seed, if champion. So, then fact so.
Champion.
What seed are y'all?
Champions.
I never heard of championship seed. Bert, you ever heard of championship?
I know you ain't never heard of no championship.
About what you mean?
This nigga talking about his team, the championship seed.
You know what the fucking championship mean?
Well, to...
Stop. Do he know what the fucking championship mean? You're talking basketball, not football. So normally this is his space. Oh, you don't know about no fucking championship. That's why when I say championship, he be like, but why are we talking about championship?
I'm out of bandwagon.
Me neither.
Okay. Niggas like one of the best franchises. Start watching sports. So I mean, but whatever.
Champion.
So Bert, anyways, the Lakers are what seed?
They're seventh.
Oh, in the West?
Yeah.
Damn, these niggas fighting for their fucking life.
In a good division.
In a good division. What's wrong?
Yo, what is y'all doing in the West?
Huh?
What the fuck would y'all be doing in the West? Who would y'all be?
If the Knicks was in the West, we probably would be the fourth seed in the West. Just like we the fourth seed in the East.
Do you believe that with all your heart?
Yep.
Is there no fandom in that?
Honestly, it's no fandom.
Yo, shout out to my boy Sam D. Fandom is an illness because you heard that shit just now. And everyone that knows the Knicks and know the West basketball know that these niggas would not be no fucking fourth seed in the West.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. If you look at the difference between West Coast basketball and East Coast basketball, mm-hmm.
what happens primarily in the West? What do they primarily do more than they do in the East?
Win like, championships.
Okay, you're just going to be an asshole all day. We could do that, but that's not what I'm here for. In the West, these niggas like to run and gun. They like to shoot a lot. Mm-hmm. It's mainly more offense-based. Mm-hmm. On the East, it's more defense-based. Mm-hmm. So if you take a defensive team and put them amongst a bunch of niggas who just want to do nothing but shoot, I'm going to take my chances with the team that's rocking in defense.
So why doesn't why has not that not translated to championships more often for the East?
Because the West be stacked.
All right, so
well, the Warriors were the dynasty. Like,
are you serious? No.
I mean,
let's go back and look at every Western team that's won a chip. These niggas had them niggas. What are we talking about?
Nah, but it's been pretty equal.
No, we're not about to do that.
No. I'm saying with like Eastern and Western championships.
Yeah, until LeBron went to the Heat. Yeah, so even out the. All right, let's look. Can we look at a span?
Look at the Brooklyn Nets.
Can we look at a gap of years, a range of years, so we know what we're talking about? Because if we're just doing all the basketball, it's not going to make any sense.
We could do the 20. We could do 21 years, like just
so from 2000.
Well, we could do 2020. From 2000.
So from 99 to 2020?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have what? The Lakers.
And then it was San Antonio, right? it was San Antonio.
Another
San Antonio.
Stacked team.
And then it went Detroit twice. Then it went.
Was that team stacked?
Detroit didn't win twice.
Yes, it did.
They won twice. No, they didn't.
They won once.
They won once?
Yeah, they not won no back-to-back, bro.
Oh, so then it was rocks. Oh, so then it was the Heat then, right after them.
Celtics?
They beat the Mavericks.
Nah, Celtics was 08.
Oh, we're not there yet, my fault.
Nah, yeah, because it was Lakers, then it was San Antonio, then I feel like the fucking Heat beat the Mavericks. That's the one that Shaq got with D-Wade, right?
Mm-hmm. They went up two games and then they came back and won all four straight.
But regardless, all right. So far, we named like five chips basically. Four of them shits was a stacked team or a wildin' team on the West, and one of them was a team on the East that got one of the most dominating niggas from the West. So back to my earlier point. The reason why the West is so motherfucking nice compared to the East, it's not even really the case. It's just the team that comes out of the West just so happens to be a stacked-ass superstar team.
So, to circle back to what we was talking about, which was the Knicks being the same four seed that they would be in the West, right?
It's possible.
Based off everything you just said, the West being more stacked, which it is, the way they play points, the way they score points, all this extra shit, how can you then say confidently that the Knicks would still be a four seed if they're stacked?
Because that's one team that comes out the West that's super stacked. It's always one team. It's not the whole West is all stacked up, because that's not the case. So if I'm looking at everybody in the West, I can squeeze the Knicks in right there at number four saying, I mean, it's possible.
Are the Warriors with Curry a better team than the Hawks?
Are the Warriors with Curry a better team than the Hawks? No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay. I personally, in a play-in game, one game.
See, but that's the thing. If we're talking about playoffs. And
well, I just feel like that's where y'all, y'all would have been in a play-in game in the West.
In the West?
Mm-hmm.
Like how y'all almost we're just
better
was.
Because we're better than y'all.
Just like how y'all almost
we
just
are
was.
Better than y'all. So what based I'm saying on what? To you.
Imagine if it's like a Knicks Lakers finals.
Bro, the East look competitive now and it's all this good basketball shit because the nigga on our team came to our team. The East used to look like the East has always been till that nigga was on the West. Now y'all niggas is in the playoffs and shit competitive and everyone we can spread wins out. Because y'all was getting y'all cheeks clapped by the same nigga for his whole career.
So, hold on. You're arguing that arguably the most, arguably the best player ever.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to blame the fact that because he was on the East, that the East wasn't competitive because he was dominating? Is that what you're telling me right now? You sound asinine, and we should not talk sports, especially basketball, no more if that's your take. Because that don't even make no motherfucking sense, bro.
My nigga, it just doesn't look that way. I've been seeing the same nigga win as long as I've been seeing him win, and now everyone's being competitive. But at the end of the day, everyone's sports opinions are their opinions.
Yours is trash.
That's fine. So is Papoose. This has been another episode of the Regulation Podcast.
You know what? You gonna see me outside.
I'm Shake.
I'm Low, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. Low Morales, because my hair braid on like Spider-Man. I got a web on my chest. You heard?
This man, Bert. This been the ball game, bitch.
Big love in the building.
Nigga, suck.
Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Yeah. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation, make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas, I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation, I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches, I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation, mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication, get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness, yeah.